Distinguished Director General, distinguished President of the Assembly, dear colleagues, first of all, I want to express my condolences to the people of United Kingdom on the terroristic act happened in Manchester. We pray for victims and their families. Let me extend my gratitude and sincere respect to the current Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan from the Government of Kazakhstan, for her support in the implementation of collaborative efforts to improve the health of population in my country. My sincere congratulations extends also to the elected chair of the 17th World Health Assembly, Dr. Veronika Skvortsova. And I join you all in the celebration of the election of Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom, and on behalf of the Republic of Kazakhstan, I wish him a successful and fruitful work on the international arena of global health. Dear colleagues, a healthy population is the basic premise of economic development and the key value for humanity. Collaborative efforts are essential to reach sustainable development goals. Kazakhstan actively implements resolutions adopted by World Health Assembly Executive Committee and other multilateral partnerships. President of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, in his latest address to the nation, gave the clear task to the government of Kazakhstan aimed at increasing of well-being of Kazakhstan people through sustainable developing of healthcare sector and improving the health of the population. As a system-level effort in protecting the health of population, including vulnerable groups, Kazakhstan is deploying a state health development program. The program aims two strategic goals. First, to implement new policy of nation's health protection and promotion through priority development of the national public healthcare service. The second goal is to increase the efficiency of healthcare system based on the delivering of universal health coverage within a limited financial resources. So today Kazakhstan announced that the key objective is the development of public healthcare system aimed on promoting healthy lifestyles, nutrition, and prevention of major burden to nation health, chronic non-communicable diseases. The government of Kazakhstan has approved the new model of national public health services, which will assure the institutional development of public health and its integration with primary care. A major role is given to non-governmental organizations that will inherit some governmental functions in the coming years. As a part of adopted model, Kazakhstan commits to implement all of the 10 essential public health operations as defined by WHO. Dear colleagues, as you know, one of the main functions of public health service is to promote free and open information aimed to increase the responsibility of people for their own health and help people to stay healthy. We have to recognize the importance of the fact that today people around the world have almost unlimited access to information, especially information about their health. We have to use this factor, use modern and innovative information technologies to promote public health. We have to also recognize the growing role of citizens and business in creating healthy lifestyles. In Kazakhstan, we foster public-private partnerships to promote health industry, to form new markets for public health. On government level, we should increase conditions to attract personal and business investments to develop infrastructure that will support population's health. Kazakhstan have set the task of economic modernization among the country's priorities. For health system, this implies digitalization, including application of new information in the medical practice and rapid introduction of communication technologies. Dear colleagues, global economic, political, and healthcare challenges erase borders between countries and regions in the world. Effective partnerships between our countries will make possible to multiply the efforts of achieving common goals. We should never underestimate the role of primary care supported by the historic document, the Almaty Declaration in 1978. This next year, we will celebrate the 40th anniversary since the adoption of this historic document. It is my great honor to invite you all to Kazakhstan to participate in the conference dedicated to primary care. Let me also suggest on behalf of my country to use this opportunity to discuss the growing role of information communication technologies in the development of primary care around the world. Thank you for your attention.